Hello and welcome to SA News Podcast. My name is Stephen Brown, and in today's episode, we're going to be speaking to Sergeant Thomas Clark, who is a 13-year veteran and vice member of the Canadian Armed Forces. But this story isn't necessarily about the Canadian military. It's more so about how a service member turned his passion for hockey and collecting hockey jerseys into a thriving customization business called First Line Jerseys. So, Tom, we're here to talk today about the business that you started from the ground up, but that's not necessarily where this story starts, because customizing hockey jerseys is not your full-time job. So how does someone go from the Canadian Armed Forces to customizing hockey jerseys?
That's a great question. I wouldn't say I've done a full transition yet, because I do still have the full-time gig with the Canadian Armed Forces, but I had a go-to customizer that I would send all of my jerseys to. I would send him a box of 8 to 10 at a time and just sit back and chill for 4 or 6 months and get them back. And I would do that for a few years, but he decided to go in another direction. So I was kind of left with, do I continue to send my jerseys to other customizers, which would be crippling with the amount of jerseys that I would send out at a time. So I just kind of remembered that we had this old sewing machine in the basement. It's my wife's grandmother's that she bought in 1952. And it was covered in dust in one of those built-in wooden tables. And I'm like, let's crack this thing open and see what it's got.
So before we jump into talking about the business and customizing hockey jerseys, I have to ask you about your time with the Canadian Armed Forces. Do you have an experience that was your favorite so far?
Well, I just hit my 13-year mark a couple weeks ago. So I've got a ton of experiences that I cherish. But the most fun I would say that I've had was working with VIP missions, flights. I did that for a few years ago. And that's just traveling on the aircrafts with the Prime Minister, Governor General, the Royal Family, conducting their in-flight security. And that would take me all around the world. So experiencing new cultures in different countries that I'd never been to, seeing monuments and different cities, buildings, is probably one of my highlights, just being able to see the world. Not too many people get that opportunity to do it. So I thank the military for that experience so far, for sure.
So between traveling all over the world and being in charge of security, how do you find the time to sew names down to hockey jerseys and talk to people like me? Because we've done a lot of business together in the past. How do you balance the two of those?
Well, I don't travel around anymore. I haven't done that in a couple of years, but now I've got more of a stay at home desk job for the time being.
So you go from traveling around the world, heading up security for the Canadian Armed Forces on certain trips, to working more of a stable desk job now. What's the reaction from your family, your friends, your wife, when you say that you want to start a business customizing hockey jerseys and to take on the community of collectors that comes with it?
They were pretty surprised. Here's this guy that, he doesn't talk a whole lot. If he's out at parties, he's more closed off. He likes to listen and people watch. And now, I'll tell my wife, and she was like, who are we talking about? And I'm like, oh, Steven, which one is that? He's the guy in Toronto that, sends me all his Leafs jerseys, or, that I talk to about game worn jerseys. He's like, okay. And that's not this person, because legit, I have, since I've started this, I have in my career, I have military contacts and friends that I'll have forever from all of my military experiences. And it's almost the same with this jersey community that I had no idea existed until I started collecting jerseys. And it's almost a brotherhood in itself.
So going back to the hockey jersey business, what kind of jerseys can you customize? Because I know myself, I have a lot of stuff from the 80s, the 90s, the early 2000s, and it's not always the easiest to find the correct materials or fonts to be able to customize those properly. Are there any that you maybe can't do?
Yeah, you're not wrong there. The further back it goes, the harder it gets. But with old jerseys, you just have to be patient. A lot of the material either doesn't exist or is very hard to find. But I specialize in Leafs jerseys because of my one of my sources. He specializes in Leafs kits. So he has a very extensive game-worn Maple Leafs collection and an extensive customized Leafs collection that he's used and built his kits and his designs using game-worn references. So that's why I specialize in Leafs jerseys, and also because I have contacts with the Leafs' former team customizer, and I can buy my kits directly from them. Other kits, I'm not too restricted, I don't think. I use Customized Sports, which has been killing it with like the perforated and the sublimated kits lately. The only real restriction that exists with jerseys is nameplate material. In order to make sure that a nameplate material matches the jersey, a lot of times you have to cut up a jersey. And if it's a rare jersey, it's a shame to try to have to cut it up. So you have to find one that, has a lot of wear or damage, and then sacrifice that jersey to get the nameplates. But then, if you're not too picky, there's lots of substitutions out there that are as good. And you just have to remember that, your jersey is a replication of a game-worn jersey. It's not an exact game-worn jersey. So sometimes if it's not possible to get exactly what the player wore in that year or that era or time period, we have to make exceptions.
So what makes first line jersey customizations, because that's the name of the business, different from other customizers who are out there?
For example, if I'm working on a 2004 Matt Sundin alternate Leafs jersey, once I receive the kit, I pull up a Matt Sundin 2004 game-worn jersey on my phone or on my computer, and I make sure that I'm placing it in the exact position as best I can to make sure that it replicates, that jersey. If I can't find that player's specific game-worn jersey, maybe it doesn't exist, then I'll choose another player's jersey from that same year, which would have the same specs for placement and whatnot. And if I can even go a step further and find the stitching pattern, is it a wide stitch or a narrow stitch, to make it that much more close to what the player wore, then I'd do that.
So from working with you, I know that sewing is not the only service that you offer. What are some other services that you do for your customers?
I also love creating custom jerseys for people, especially with all of these like Made in Canada practice jerseys that are out there. People are getting really creative with, putting a different logo on a jersey with their favorite player, something unique that there will be the only person in the arena wearing. So creating custom jerseys is another thing that I offer too.
Speaking of custom jerseys, I know that you created one for yourself. It's a military appreciation style that you've shown me a couple of times on different occasions. What does it mean to you and your background with the Canadian Armed Forces to be able to put something like that together?
It means everything. I'm extremely proud of my experience and my service to my country. And it makes me feel very honored and appreciative when the NHL and my favorite teams host Canadian Armed Forces Appreciation Nights, and they come up with custom and new designs every year to keep it interesting. And they'll always select and honor a CAF member. So to be able to get a hold of one of those player worn styled jerseys a couple of years ago, and to be able to to, you know, think of what I wanted. And I stitched my rank on the number to make it even more unique to me. It's amazing. It's really cool.
So with the NHL season wrapping up and playoffs heading around the corner, maybe fans are looking to dust off their old jersey or buy a new one. How can someone send in a jersey to make sure that it is done the right way with their favorite player after listening to this interview? Because you clearly do care about your customers and your work. How would someone send their jersey to you?
Jump on firstlinejerseys.ca. I've got a price list on there to help you figure out, you know, what you're going to look at cost wise. I have a frequently asked questions section to put you at ease with any questions you may have. And then I've got a customization submission form, which you can punch in all of the information that you want on your jersey, player name, if you want an A or a C, if it's a specialty jersey. There's a box at the bottom of the form where you can type in any information that you want me to know about or any specific requests. And then that comes direct to me. You'll get an automatic reply, informing you to maybe check your spam folder or to keep an eye out for my response with shipping information. And it's as easy as that. Submit the custo form and drop the jerseys off at Canada Post or UPS or whoever you want to send them with.
So Tom, I know myself, I got a giant box of jerseys ready to go and to send off to you. And I just wanted to say thank you very much for taking the time out of your day to sit down and talk to me and tell a little bit about your story and the start of your business.
Hey, no problem. I appreciated sitting down and having a quick chat. I think this is probably the first time we've heard each other's voices. It's usually just typing and texting. So this was really cool to sit back and have a chat.